Blog Talk Radio.
Audi race fans, how the hell are you tonight? Steve Billmeyer here, and I'm glad you're here with me tonight for another episode of the highly rated internet radio show, Racing with Big Sweat. We do this every Thursday night from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock or so, depending on how good the show's going. So definitely be here when you can. It's definitely worth your effort. Let me introduce you to my partner in crime, the man that makes all this happen for me, the head of the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, Mr. CJ Sports. How you doing tonight, CJ?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here tonight. Glad to be able to hang out. Got a couple great guests coming on the show tonight, so looking forward to having the return of Cody and having an opportunity to meet Gordy, and looking forward to doing that show.
Definitely so. We got two outstanding late model drivers here with us tonight on pavement. Our late model driver is Mr. Cody Connor. If you haven't heard of him yet, you will. Trust me, this boy can drive. And on dirt, representing the late model class, will be Gordy Gundaker, another outstanding super late model driver from out in the Midwest. So let me mention my sponsors, the man that makes this happen for me, Mr. Jimmy Haywood and his product Snafu Seasoning. Folks, if you like to grill out or you just like something, some added pizzazz to your meat, so to speak. God, I hope I don't ever say that again. But you need to check that out. It's good stuff. No preservatives, no additives, nothing in there you can't pronounce or you haven't heard of before. So go to www.snafuseasoning.com and check it out. You'll be glad you did. And if you call in tonight with a question or comment on our call-in line, the number is 718-664-9861. Call in, talk to us a bit, and for calling in, I'll send you a bottle of Snafu Seasoning to let you try it out and see what you think about it. So call in and let's talk. And enough of me talking. You can hear me anytime you want. Let's get on with our guest. Our first young man is already here with us. An excellent late model driver who's moved up in classes this year. Cody Connor, how are you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just glad to be here. Before we get into all that, I got to ask you the question on my mind. What happened to the tiger-striped race car?
The tiger stripes are still on my other car. It's like a backup car. And for the North Star Shootout, my dad and I, we figured out that we would want to do a throwback for my grandfather. And so we did the car just like my grandfather used to have, and at first he didn't understand what happened. He was wondering where the tiger stripes went, and then once it sunk in, he was a little emotional. So it was definitely something nice to see, and try and give something a little back to my grandfather for everything he's done for me throughout my racing career.
That's a cool deal. That's big on your part to do that. Especially since your car, the tiger-striped car, and your tiger-striped driving suit, you were instantly recognizable at any racetrack you go to. It made it easy on your spotter, too, because he could always find your car. But to honor your family, to honor your grandfather like that, that's cool. I didn't know what the reasoning was, but that's a neat idea. You've moved up into the PASS series, the PASS late models?
The PASS super late models. Last year or last season, I was in the PASS pro late model, and the super late models, that's that's definitely a different challenge, and I need a different perspective to of going into the super late model. And we're not doing as bad as I thought we would. Right now we're points leader, and we have a few more races left, and I'm just amazed and just happy to be where I'm at now in my racing career, and just as well as I'm doing for my first full season with a super late model, being points leader. That to me, that's just something that I really can't put into words, and it's just a really great feeling.
Yeah, you said a phrase earlier I've never heard you say before, that we're not doing bad. Usually you're doing real good. Has it been that big a challenge to move up to these super late models?
It's definitely a different challenge. It's more intense racing, close racing, and with drivers that are advanced in the super late model series, where they understand how everything works. And with me only being 15 years old, I still have a lot to learn. And just where I'm at now is just something to me that's truly amazing.
Yeah, I definitely think it would be. What are some of the differences in the pro late model and the super late model? Is it mostly horsepower or chassis design, or what do you notice as being the biggest difference?
The main difference is the horsepower. The chassis is all the same. All it really is just changing the motor. And depending on your budget, the super late model, you can put a lot more lightweight stuff on there.
Yeah.
And you can change a lot of different parts on the car to lightweight, and that definitely helps out a lot. But the main thing I really discovered for myself is up off the corner, just having that extra throttle, and just learn to be easy on the throttle and just baby it through the corner. And the prolate model, you have to try and keep the RPM up, and with a super late model, you just drive it how it drives. Be easy on the gas and try and save. With a pro late model, there's 50 laps, and the super late model is 100 to 150 laps. So that's definitely something that I had to adjust to as well. But I'm prepared for the amount of laps, and I just like having more laps. And it's just something that I enjoy.
Yeah, it's something, you know, you really kind of need to get used to if you're planning on moving up in NASCAR into the top tier series, where you're running anywhere from 300 to 500 laps or 500 miles. So you got to get used to running those longer distances. So this is as good a time as any to start. So you hooked up with the super late model now. You got some experience with it so far this season. Is your team a family run operation, or are you driving for somebody else?
My team is family. It's just mainly my dad and I throughout the week working on the car, and on weekends, race weekends, we have some volunteers that come to the track and help out. It's mainly been my dad and I for my whole racing career, really. I've been racing for 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah, right around there. And it's good time to have with my dad, just bonding time. And we really don't have the budget for me to run for somebody else. So it's just mainly my dad and myself.
Well, that's cool. That's a good way to go. I was lucky to have that experience with my dad. Him and I owned the late model race team, and it was good. I got to work with him for 15 years, so that was a great thing to me, to be able to work with my dad instead of just him being dad. So I'm sure that works out good for y'all and gives y'all a good line of communication, not only being close, you know, being family members, but being at the point where you can pretty much pick up the phone anytime you think of something and question and call and talk to your dad about it. So that's definitely a plus both ways. And you and him work on the cars too. So does that, do you feel like that gives you an advantage, being more intimate with your car, knowing more about it than maybe some of the other drivers do?
Oh yeah, definitely. The more you, my dad's always taught me that the more you know about your car, is the better driver you will be. If the car is either tight or loose, so the driver will know whether to do a track bar adjustment or air pressure, or just really any adjustment that the driver thinks that is appropriate for the occasion. And just myself being a driver, and I feel more comfortable with being able to work on the car to know what's really going on under the hood, and just so I know what all goes on and how it operates. And that's definitely helped me as a driver, because really without that, I would just be a driver. I really wouldn't be really anything else. And just definitely working on your own race cars, and knowing how everything works, that's definitely the best thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've always felt like that's the best way to go. You mentioned you've been driving quite a while. Give us a rundown. How did you get, what got you started, and what were the steps up the ladder you've taken to get here now? What are the types of cars have you driven?
My dad, my uncle, and my grandfather, they all raced in New Jersey, and my dad's always really telling me stories about his racing, and my dad and my mom moved down here in 98, I believe, and when I turned age 4, my dad asked me if I wanted to try out racing, and, you know, I was a kid, so I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, I'll try it out, and age 4 and a half, went into the quarter midget series, and went through the driving program, and at age 5, I was doing my first race, and that's really how I got started into it. And from age 5 to 8, I was in a quarter midget. Age 8 to 12, I was in a Bandolero, and when I was in the Bandolero series, that's whenever my dad really told me to work on the car, so I learned. And that's kind of where I really got started in working on my own race car, and that's definitely helped me to be able to work on different types of race cars, not just a full size late model that I can go to like the summer shootout and go there and help out some younger drivers as well, and that's definitely a big help. And
good deal.
That's something that's helped me too. And from age 12 to now 15 years old, been running a full size late model, and this is my first full season in a super late model, and it's definitely exciting, and I just really am pleased with all my racing, and I just want to thank my grandfather for sticking with me and believing in me for really everything that he's done for me. And I just want to thank him.
That's a good deal. You're here at the super late model level now. What's the next step? How far are you wanting to go with this?
My ultimate goal is to move into the Cup Series, and my next step is to go into either K&N or ARCA Series, depending on our funding. Just trying to move up the ladder as really any racer would do, and yeah, like my ultimate goal is to move into a Cup Series within the next 7 years.
There you go, bud. Set the goal and then go for it. You mentioned that you have a lot of family involved in this. Do you, does anybody else, brothers or sisters, or anybody else in the immediate family drive race cars, or is it just you?
Right now it's just me. When I was racing quarter midgets, my brother did race, but he was involved in an accident, and that was his last race, and he was just really rode around from there. But as of right now, I am the only one that's a driver.
Cool deal. Well, that's cool. You've got the family back, and you've got a good backbone set up for your team and everything. I hope it just keeps progressing for you more and more. Able to do quite a bit now in the late model series. I'm sorry, I had a brain fart there.
It's all right.
Are you touring much now? Are you following the series? What do you consider your home track, and where are some of the other tracks you're racing at?
The home track, I would say as Concord Speedway. It reopened last season, I believe, on May 22nd, and it's a great track. And so I would say that's my home track, and the closest. Or the other closest track would be Hickory.
Yeah, Hickory's a cool track too. When I had my late model, we raced quite a bit at Concord. I was based in Raleigh, North Carolina, but my driver was in Cherryville on the other side of Gastonia, so we'd kind of meet in the middle at Concord, and that's where we raced the most at. And ran pretty good there for quite a while. I mean, but that's a tough track. It's fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really tough track to get around. They're racing there this weekend, aren't they?
I'm not too sure. I know my next race is May 27th, and that's at Concord Speedway.
That must have been the flyer I saw, then. It'll be next weekend. Well, one thing about it, it'll draw a crowd because you'll have all the NASCAR fans there, and they'll be looking for something to do on Saturday night. So anybody else, if you're in the area, especially if you've never been, you need to go to Concord and see that racetrack and see how fast those guys go. And they put on a show there.
Oh, yeah, it's really fast and close racing for sure.
I was there one night. My driver was Lance Moss, who's driving sprint cars now. But we qualified, and they inverted the draw, and we were lined up on the outside front row. And Lance, you can relate to this. Lance comes up to me right before the start of our race, and he says, if I hold it wide open from the green flag all the way through turns one and two and down through the dog leg, he said, I can beat the inside guy to turns three. So I said, well, go for it. We'll see what happens. And he did what he said, but the inside guy didn't like it too much and turned him going into turn one, the next lap in front of the whole field, and pretty much wiped that car out. But you can understand, you know, that you got to be honking it if you hold it to the mat on that start all the way through one and two and then down that dog leg. So
that's true.
Yeah, old Lance, he was a tough driver. I tell you, he was pretty good. What about some of the major end-of-the-year races, like specifically Snowball and Snowflake Derby? Are you looking to run those this year?
We're not too sure if we will be able to attend to those races. Once again, our budget's not very high. At the beginning of this season, me and my dad were talking with my car owner, which is my grandfather, and we were really just picking and choosing which races we were really going to race, and that's really what we can afford. I'm definitely looking into it, and we may go up there and watch, but we're not too sure if we will be attending the race.
Well, it's definitely, for those that don't know, the Snowball Derby is like the ultimate late model, super late model race for pretty much the country. It's down in Florida, down at the end of the year where it's cold everywhere else. But, I mean, they'll have a ton of cars there. All the top names in late model racing will be there. So it's definitely a bucket list deal for me. I've never had a chance to go and see it live, and I want to. And if you're somebody listening and you're interested in racing and you want to get involved in it and you've got some sponsorship dollars, this is a young man you might need to check out. He'll definitely represent your product very well. He's very well spoken, clean cut, nice looking dude. I mean, he's a sponsor's dream, people. So, you know, if you want to get involved, it takes a lot of tires to run that Snowball race between practice and qualifying in the race. So if you're feeling generous, you want to help out, you want to get involved in racing, get in touch with Cody Connor. Cody, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you on social media so we can make sure you're...
I appreciate that. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cody Connor. My racing fan page on Facebook is Cody Connor Racing. And I have an Instagram, and that's at Cody Connor. My name is spelled KODIECONNER.
Cool deal. Like I'm telling you, people, he's a good man to get behind to promote your product. And Cody's 15 years old, and he's taken college courses as far as schooling goes and everything. So this young man is also continuing his education at the same time he's doing his racing. So that's admirable in itself. How far are you planning on going with your education, and what are you looking to major in, Cody?
I want to major in mechanical engineering. And
Attaboy. And
the good thing about my program now with school is when I graduate high school, I have an associate's degree in college, and so that'll help me out with my major, which is mechanical engineering, and that's usually 4 to 6 years, really depending on how far you want to go.
That's great. That's really thinking ahead. And you'll be able to, what you learn from mechanical engineering, you can definitely apply to your racing career. It's definitely something, especially nowadays, that will really stand out on your resume and really make racing work good for you there. And this seems to be a path that a lot of drivers are taking now. Back in the day, you know, we didn't, you made it through high school and that was pretty much it. You were ready to go racing. And now it's a lot more drivers are looking into aerodynamics and mechanical engineering degrees as something to back up and have another tool to use. That's cool. That's cool, Cody, that you're following up on that and everything. And I'm just impressed that you can carry the caseload of being a student and a race car driver at the same time. How do you make room for, say, studying for your schoolwork when you're racing through a weekend? How do you divide your time?
That's honestly tough. There's been just countless nights where we're not even close to race weekend, where I'm up until 3 a.m., 2 a.m. working on homework. And
wow.
This past week was my exam, so I'm done with school until August 5th as of right now, so that leaves a little bit more time for me to be able to work on my car and get that all ready for Concord on May 27th. But it's just really tough trying to work on my schoolwork along with racing. It's hard really to find the time. The expression, there's not enough time in the world, that definitely applies to the case that I'm in now. But it's something that I really work into, and I enjoy doing what I do. And it's just going and talking to my teacher. My teachers are trying to work with me, and I appreciate that because they know that what I want to do, and they know that a lot of times and money is spent teaching price, and they know it's set up for my thesis is set for me, and they try to work with me. They really works with me, but the sad thing is this is last year at the school, but I'm definitely talking to the undercard principal in my sophomore year, and tell them about my racing and make sure he or she is informed that racing is definitely what I want to do for the rest of my life. And it's just really something that you got to adapt to. And I bring my heart and really anything I need to do for school, being a racetrack and trying to work on what I can at the racetrack, work on what I need to do on the way to the racetrack, and just really a racer's life.
Well, you've definitely got a full schedule, and the question in my mind is, what about your social life? Do you have any kind of social life, or is it pretty much all school and racing now?
I do have a social life. My social life is really on the weekends. Monday through Friday is jammed. I got a whole lot of stuff I gotta get done. Really, when I'm not racing, I have time to grow with my friends and just be a kid. I try and find time to meet up with my friends.
Well, it's kind of tough to squeeze everything in, isn't it? Especially, you know, being a young guy that you are at 15, I mean, you know, you got just so much ahead of you, so much you want to experience, that I'm sure it's kind of hard to fit it all in to your schedule. But, you know, keep at it. Sounds like you're doing good with it now. While we got some time here, go ahead and give a shout out to anybody you want to recognize, family, sponsors, crew, you know, anybody you want to mention take your time and let them know you're thinking about them and you appreciate them.
All right, well, thank you. I want to give a shout-out to my marketing partners, Good Car Insurance, the Parks Jersey Insurance, 3 Plumbing, 3C Automotive, Perfect Fuel, Drive Shaft Shop, Aircom Audio, Race Day Motorsport, Champions, definitely Champion Spark Plugs. They did a Search for a Champion contest, and
yeah.
I was a mentioned driver in there, so I appreciate them doing this for the drivers, and that's definitely
yeah, that's
the
nationwide
right
deal
now.
Too.
And also want to thank PSC Brakes, Performance Friction Brakes, and really all the fans to support the Pro All-Star Series, because without the fans, we really wouldn't have a series of racing.
Yeah, definitely so. You mentioned Performance Friction brake pads, and that kicked the memory off in my head. That's the only brake pads I used on my late models, Performance Friction. They've been around a long time, and they've got a quality product, that's for sure. So any plans, where did you move to now? Where are you located? Aren't you around the Charlotte area?
Yeah, I'm in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Ooh, up there in Earnhardt country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you get an opportunity to ever make contact with anybody on the Cup teams that are there in that area that you can go in and visit with or even open up a line of communication with, something to help get your foot in the door?
Yeah, we're pretty close to some of the big race teams. It's kind of hard right now because of my age, only being 15 years old.
Yeah.
I know the older I get, the more interactions I'll have with some of the race teams. See if I can maybe have a job there, see if I can just like sweep the floors. And just try and do something so they can recognize me, and just so I can have a relationship there, and kind of really see how the cup side really works.
That's cool. That's the thing. You got to keep putting yourself out there, trying to get your foot in the door. You know, just let them know you're available, and you feel like you can do the job, and all you need is a chance. So, once again, it's great to have you on tonight, Cody. I always enjoy talking with you. And, you know, I've been a fan for a couple years now. I've been following you through my group, NASCAR and other racing. So, keep us informed. Good luck at Concord next weekend, and good luck with your season. And I'll keep an eye on you, and something good develops or anything, we'll get you back on here and find out what's up.
I appreciate it. Thank you for this opportunity.
Always a pleasure, Cody. Good luck, bud. Thanks again for coming on.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. All right, folks. Like I said, if you're already a sponsor, or you're thinking about sponsoring somebody, this would be one good man to get hold of if you're into asphalt late model racing, or asphalt racing in particular, really. Young man named Cody Connor, and maybe, you know, buy him a couple sets of tires, maybe he'll revert back to the Tiger Stripe paint scheme he used last year. But without further ado, let's go ahead and bring our next driver in. Another super late model driver, except he races on dirt. Totally different deal. But we're going to talk with him and see if we can draw some parallels. This driver is Mr. Gordy Gundaker. Gordy, how you doing tonight, bud?
Hey, Steve, how we doing, man? I'm doing good.
Did I butcher your last name?
No, you got it. You were spot on, actually.
Yeah, that's good. Us rednecks, we don't get much right when it comes down to the English language, so.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, I hear it everywhere I go.
Absolutely. It's the song of the South, there's no doubt about it. How's your season been going so far? I've seen a couple of high notes, but let everybody know, you know, how you've been doing so far.
You know, this year, you know, first full year in dirt late models, you know, ran the last two seasons in them and, you know, ran about 20 or so races of years before. But this year we get to run a full schedule. And, you know, this year we've been actually pretty good. Collected five or six top fives already this year. Collected a 2,000 to win race this past weekend in Peavely, Missouri. And, you know, we've made a bunch of big races. Made the Lucas Oil race, and you know, it's been a good season so far. Right now, we sit 12th in national points for UMP. So,
wow.
You know, it's been a good year.
Yeah, definitely. So, you've definitely started off strong. What area of the country are you racing at, or are you traveling all over?
Well, right now, we run a lot of locally in the Midwest, right here in Missouri, Illinois. But we'll be doing a lot of traveling here coming up soon. We head to Wheatland, Missouri next weekend for the Show Me 100. And then 3 weeks from now, we'll head up to Rossburg, Ohio, head to, you know, the famous Eldora Speedway for the Dream. And the week after
cool.
that. Yeah, man, it's gonna be awesome. I'm pretty excited for it. Got my first experience of Eldora last year at the World 100, and I'm excited to get back and see what we can do.
Yeah, that's another bucket list deal there for me. And Eldora is just like, you know, it's the Yankee Stadium of dirt track racing, so it's really cool there. Was it a surprise for you
absolutely.
Went there last year to run? Was it crowded? Is it a pretty packed in deal? Is it very intense? Tell us what it's like showing up there for the first time.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You know, it's a different atmosphere, is what it is. Really, if you ask me, you get there and you know you see the big grandstands and you see all the truck and trailers parked everywhere and. T-shirt trailers, and it's almost like being at a NASCAR event, if you ask me. I mean, you know, thousands and thousands of people come out to this, and, you know, the World 100 is our Daytona 500. I mean, that's the race everybody wants to be at. So, you know, it was a cool deal, and it's awesome rolling off the backstretch the first time onto the racetrack and seeing all these fans around you, and, you know, it's just, you can't explain what it's like. You know, you get to, and I actually made the A main. Our second night there, you know, 100 and something cars, and we made the A. And
there you go.
And it was crazy. You know, I'm rolling off, parked next to guys who are, you know, guys who have been my role models growing up, and I'm sitting here racing with Blomqvist and Moyer and all these guys, and it just you know, it was pretty cool. So it really was awesome.
I bet it was. I mean, that just sounds cool, you know. But it sounds like you're doing very well at, you know, conquering what you're accomplishing now in dirt late models, you know, taking the right steps, building everything up, and continuously moving on. What got you started racing? What did you start out in, and what got you involved in it?
Well, I started when I was six, racing quarter midgets, you know, ran those till I was 12 or something, and we ran go-karts for a few years, and then we actually ran the crate late model class until I was 19, and then the last 3 years we've been in the late model. But my dad raced for 35 years. Did it for forever. He's been inducted into the Dirt Late Model Hall of Fame, which is a great honor for him. And, you know, I grew up around it. I think I was 9 days old was the first time I was at a racetrack. So, you know, I think I was born and bred in this. You know, it's in my blood, and it's my passion. It's what I love doing.
Cool deal. It's good. good that you can get involved in something that you're that passionate about. A lot of people don't even have that chance, so congratulations on that. And congratulations to your dad being in the Hall of Fame there. That's, you know, that's good recognition, too. It's nice to be recognized for what you've accomplished. So I know your whole family is proud of that.
Yes, absolutely.
What are your plans for the future? How old are you, Gordy?
I'm 23. Just graduated. Just graduated college last year. Plans for the future right now are, you know, we're, like I said, this is going to be our first true full year of racing. You know, it's the first time I've got to race in March for the first time. Usually it's not till June because I was in college and I also played baseball in college. So,
wow.
It took a lot on and, you know, we just waited till June to pick up the racing. And this year, you know, we've already run 9 nights and we're in May and with a lot more looking forward to it. So, I mean, I'm ahead of the ball game right now and, you know, we've had a lot of success so far and I'm really looking forward to the next few months of racing. I think we've got a good program going right now and, you know, really excited for our future.
Chomping at the bit, it sounds like. What did you study? What did you study in school?
I got my business marketing degree in school, and mom and dad actually own Tri-City Speedway here in Granite City, Illinois, and you know, one day I'd like to think I'll take that over.
that would be cool in itself, you know, and that would be great for the track to have somebody that's an experienced racer actually running the track and everything. That's cool. I'm sure it works good with your mom and dad. But that's really neat. That's a good avenue to explore, really. I mean, you know, if you're figuring, well, I can't race forever, so sooner or later I'm going to have to do something else, and that would
right.
be a good way
yeah.
to, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Do you do any work around the track now when your schedule permits it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've kind of grew up there, and ever since mom and dad bought it, I'll go out every now and again, lend a helping hand when I can. You know, like when I was younger, I spent, you know, every Friday night out there when I wasn't actually racing there. You know, I'd spend every Friday night there working as an official or doing anything dad needed to anything to help out. And like I said, racing's been my passion. So, you know, anything if I can be around it, I'm going to be. So.
Cool deal. That's a good advantage to have, to know everything about how a racetrack operates and what it takes to put their Saturday night show on. To know that and to be there driving at that track and having that advantage, I think, would definitely be a help to you. Who does the work on your car? Pretty much you and your dad during the week?
Yeah, absolutely. I got one guy who helps me a lot of the time named Sean, but outside of that, me and my dad are, you know, the ones who are putting in most of the hours. You know, we just – you know how it is. It's never stopping, never ending. You know, you got to keep working in the shop. You know, I think the saying is races are won and lost in the shop. So, you know,
absolutely.
We spend endless hours out here.
Well, good that you get along, huh, since you're around each other that much.
Exactly. No, we get along great.
You know, that just sounds like another positive to me. What's your knowledge like on dirt track preparation? Have you helped with that to get the track ready for a Saturday night show?
Yeah, you know, I've been out there when they're grading and using the Rotera and all kinds of things, and I've learned a lot about dirt itself just from being around it. And, you know, it's dirt racing, you know, you go where you find the moisture, and I've learned a lot of times, you know, just rolling out on a racetrack, you know, just taking a look, you can. I've noticed now where to spot the darker brown spots. It says, all right, well, there's, you know, that's got a little traction there, and And it kind of helps me on where I need to be at on the racetrack, you know, under green. And it has helped me tremendously progress as a driver, just understanding more and more about what's going on.
Yeah, definitely so. And that, to me, that explains, that's one of the biggest reasons you're being successful as you have been this year, because, you've got just a great source of information. Not only do you know your car from end to end because you work on it, but you can look at the track and look at the surface and tell how the track's going to be just from your previous experience of working with your dad's track and everything. So you've got a ton of pluses there for you. I'm pretty impressed. I would imagine you're going to have a really strong season this year.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. We've gotten off on the right track so far this year, and like I said, we've had quite a few good finishes, collected a win this past weekend, so pretty excited about what 2016 has in store for us.
Are you racing this weekend coming up?
Yeah, we've got two local races this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Two UMP races at my parents' truck Friday night and Tri-City Speedway, and then Saturday we'll be at I-55 Raceway in Peabody, Missouri.
I've heard of I-55. What's your parents' track like? How big is it? Is it banked, or describe it for me?
Yeah, it's a 3/8 mile. It's got quite a bit of banking, actually. Real wide racetrack. Usually runs 3 or 4 lanes wide. Actually, you can kind of run anywhere you want.
Ooh.
On it. And it's a lot of fun racing, really.
Yeah, it definitely is. And even for somebody like me that grew up asphalt racing, and to be through this show and through my Facebook group, I've been exposed to a lot of dirt racing, and I'm really getting interested in it now. And it's fascinating to me, really, the different types of adjustments you can make, so much more unlimited with a dirt car than it is with an asphalt car. So it's something I'm definitely interested in. I'm trying to get my producer, Mr. CJ Sports, we're trying to hook up and maybe take a road trip this year and hit some of these dirt tracks and see what's going on and get to meet some of these drivers that I get to talk to, too. Is that pretty much where you concentrate on racing, is at I-55 and at your mom and dad's place?
That's the closest stuff that's weekly. We can get a lot of good racing in there, but we're actually getting ready to take off on the Summer Nationals Tour here in the next month. Starts June 15th, and the Summer Nationals Tour consists of 28 races in 32 days, and we only run
wow.
at the same racetrack. Yeah, we run at the same racetrack twice, but besides that, it's every night. We race Tuesday through Sunday every week for 4 straight weeks.
Oh, wow, man. That's like a dream come true for me. That's my idea of racing, just race every night when you can. The drawback to that is, I'm sure you know, costs money to run that many races in that short a length of time. So, again, people, if you're listening and you're looking to spend some sponsorship money and you're interested in dirt racing and you want to get some behind somebody that's really going to show some sparks and show a great appreciation for your company and represent your company well, you need to check Gordy out. I've been looking at his Facebook pages and stuff like that, and this guy's got a lot going on. He could be a good representative for your company, and plus, as much traveling as he's going to be doing, he'll get your name out there to a lot of different spots. So keep Gordy Gundaker in mind, people, and if you're looking to help somebody out sponsorship-wise, this would be a way to go.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I really, really appreciate it. Obviously, it is tough going up and down the road with fuel costs, tires and everything else that comes with going up and down the road, 28 times in 32 days. And You know,
yeah.
Every little bit helps, and we've been reaching out. I've been lucky to attract a few sponsors here over the last few days that are willing to help, and you know, every little bit helps. We can't thank those guys enough, and hope that we can create a long-term partnership with them, and you know, keep up you know, racing nonstop. You know, that's, like I said, that's our passion, and that's what we want to do.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, the Nationals are a pretty big deal out there in the Midwest. You get a lot of exposure, a lot of fans are there, and a lot of top drivers from the areas are definitely there. And just the logistics of running 28 times in 32 days is, you know, it's a headache beyond belief, you know, just trying to keep the guys that are helping you happy. You know, you got to keep them fed and give them a place to sleep and everything. So, you know, check it out. I'm writing this down on my bucket list, which is going to about 2 pages now. But that's another deal that I've heard something about, but have never really experienced or anything. To me, that's, you know, that's like the ultimate racer dream, be able to race 28 times in 32 nights. And geez, I'm getting the chubby just thinking about it.
Yeah.
What else have you got planned? Any other big shows for the year? Any big events? Of course, you got Eldora on there. It's going to be hard to get anything bigger than that.
Right. Yeah. You know, like I said, you know, we'll be at the Dream and the World 100 at Eldora. After the Summer Nationals is over, we'll be hitting some of the Lucas Oil races, possibly some more about all late model races as well. Just kind of traveling the country. That once the UMP Summer Nationals is over, hoping that'll leave us in a good standing in national points for it. So, you know, as August and September comes, we'll, you know, hopefully be, you know, up in points and be chasing after a national title is the idea. But, you know, we'll just, you know, we kind of play our schedule by ear. You know, we don't really make a decision until Wednesday or Thursday where we're going to go. But, you know, some weekends you just decide that you want to get out and then you want to go try somewhere else and try your luck at a new place. And we've done that this year already. We traveled up to Iowa and raced up there at Burlington and I can't even think of the other one's name. Davenport Speedway. So we've been up there and just trying to travel out and hit as many racetracks as we can and get as much seat time as possible.
Yeah, that was the advantage of not running for a track championship so much as to pick and choose where you want to go. It's always a good feeling to be able to come into somebody else's backyard and run good and maybe even take their prize money home with you instead. But to be able to show up and race, especially on a one-day show like that, that takes a lot of effort. That involves a lot of work, too, a lot of prep work. So, you know, you definitely got to be on your game there to get that done. What did you think of racing in Davenport? I've heard a lot about that track, too. What was the competition like up there?
You know, we went up there for a MLRA 3000 to win show, and I think they clocked in 40 race cars that night. And you know, around here, pretty much anywhere you go, there's, you know, the competition's, you know, it's stout from A to B. And you know, it was a fun place. It was real racy, got real wide. Yeah, at the beginning of the night, it had a lot of moisture, real fast. And then come feature time, it was black slick top to bottom. And you know, the racetrack changes, and you get to see who's who can really, you know, drive their stuff in the different conditions. And
yeah,
we really got to learn a lot, and you know, get to race against a lot of good guys up there. And you know, we got to run against you know, Tony Jackson Jr., Earl Pearson Jr., Brandon Shepard, a lot of guys that, you know, run national touring events and are national tour champions. And every time you get to race with those guys and be competitive, it says a lot about your program. And, you know, we made the race there. I think we ended up 14th or something. But, you know, learned a lot and really, really enjoyed that racetrack.
Yeah, that's the key. You learned a lot. You get to take something away from there to use the next time you come up. While we got a moment here, give a shout out to anybody you want to recognize, your sponsors or family or shop dog or anybody, you know. Go ahead and take your time and let everybody know that you appreciate them.
Yeah, you know, especially, you know, got to thank all my sponsors, of course. You know, McCain App Auto Parts, Pierce Race Cars, Lucas Oil, Kaiser Manufacturing, Hoosier Tire, you know, R2C Competition Filters, Advanced Suspension, Girty Engines, Valco Wheels, Best Western Plus, Henchman Indy, High Caliber Graphics, Landrum Springs, Winners Rear Ends, Fast Shafts, Mittler Brothers, Wicks Racing Filters, Performance Bodies, Hooker Harness. You know, I really got to, you know, thank my mom and dad a lot. You know, they've poured a lot into this program and allow me to do what I do. You know, it's not cheap to do this, but, you know, they've supported me, you know, thick and thin. You know, my buddy Sean, he helps me a lot, and he spends late night hours with me, and I couldn't tell you how many times we've watched the sun come up, you know, spending extra hours in here trying to find that next edge. And, got my little brother Trevor, man. He's only 13, but he lives and breathes it with us and loves this stuff just as much as we do. And, you know, couldn't do it without all those guys. And a big shout out to Ronnie Hanks. He's been a huge supporter of my race team, and, you know, can't thank him enough for all he's done. And, you know, just everybody in racing in general, you know, especially the fans, man. You know, these people that spend their hard earned money week in, week out to come watch us do what we do is pretty spectacular for them. You know, without them, you know, we wouldn't have racetracks. We wouldn't have sponsors because we'd be out there racing in the dark. You know, we wouldn't be doing anything. So it just goes full circle. It really does.
Young Trevor, your brother, is he looking to climb in behind the wheel and get into race car driving himself?
Yeah, absolutely he is. He, you know, we actually just got him a quarter midget, and he's going to try
there
that
you
out.
Go.
And hopefully here in the next year or two, he'll move up, maybe run some crate late model stuff like I did, and really, you know, check it all out. But, you know, he loves it. You know, he does, and it's just the same way. It's a big family tree here we got that, you know, it's a family deal. You know, we're all around it. Mom loves it, I think, more than any of us. She's the diehard one, and she makes sure that we've got, you know, the best of the best, and I can't thank her enough for all of her support. You know, we've just, like I said, we've been blessed to have, you know, a couple of good sponsors, you know, that have really, really helped out, and that's, you know, that's big time in our sport. You know, that's, you don't run into that a lot, and, you know, it just makes me, you know, I'm blessed to get to do this night in and night out.
Definitely so. You mentioned one of your sponsors is being Lucas Hull, who is all over dirt track racing. I mean, they're a big deal. So you've got them on board with you. Does that open an information pipeline into Earl Pearson Jr. or other people that you can pick their brain for more knowledge?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I was, you know, Lucas Oil has been a supporter of me since day one, and, you know, I can't thank them enough. And luckily, you know, I've got to come across and know quite a bit of these late model guys. And, you know, like I said, my dad grew up racing with all of them, and, you know, I was a 5-year-old playing with toy cars in the dirt while these guys were, you know, still doing it. And now I'm racing with them. And, you know, I've got to talk to, you know, Earl Pearson Jr. And I spent plenty of time with Scott Blomquist and Billy Moyer and, you know, Brian Burkhofer and Dale McDowell. And I mean, I pick these guys' brains as much as I, you know, they'll let me at the time and tell me they've had enough. But, you know, besides that, you know, like I said, it's just, I've been very blessed to get to know these guys and kind of share information back and forth with them.
Definitely so, Gordy. And you've got, you know, a ton of different avenues that are backing you up as far as your driving career, with being familiar with dirt track preparation, being familiar with how the track works, being able to talk to these other drivers like Blomquist and Pearson Jr. and stuff. You know, all of that is just, you know, to me it seems like, it, you know, it's nothing but positives. It's nothing but win-win for you So I'll be watching you this year. I expect to see a lot more from you. From what I've heard so far, it sounds like you're on the road to having a great 2016 season. Go ahead and take a minute and let people know how they can follow you on social media, how we can keep up with what you're doing.
Absolutely. You know, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It's at GordyGundaker11. On Facebook, Gordy Gundaker. I also have Gordy Gundaker Racing. I'm always on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, you know, trying to make sure, keep everybody up to date with what we're doing and you know, showing off our sponsors and just thanking them for everything they do and, you know, making sure that people are not just worried about, you know, how my weekend's going, but, you know, understanding that the reason I get to do this is my sponsors, and I want people to go out and support them as well.
Cool deal. I do appreciate you coming on tonight. I'm glad I got to meet you. Glad I got to talk with you. And let's see if we can't set something up to get you back in here, either before or after the Eldora race, so we can get your thoughts on what you're looking to do and what you've accomplished and everything. I think that would be a good deal to get somebody to give us some insight from a driver's standpoint as to what goes on at Eldora. I think we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. You know, I'd love to be back on here, and I appreciate you having me on here tonight.
Good deal. Thanks again, Gordy, and good luck with your season. And like I said, we'll be back in touch, bud.
Great. Thank you very much. Sounds good.
All right. All right, folks, that was another good gentleman, Mr. Gordy Gundaker. I really, you know, from what I've heard, it sounds like, you know, everything's set up for him to have a great year, and I think he'll accomplish that, and I hope so. Well, it's that time again. I'm glad y'all stuck around. Hope we entertained you or at least informed you of something you didn't know. You know, that's one reason I like doing this show. I get to learn stuff every show, a little something I didn't know before. Before we get out of here, Mr. CJ Sports, let everybody know what you got going on, since you pretty much have a full plate too.
That I do. You guys can catch the 110 Nation Sports Show Monday through Wednesday at 9 p.m. Tomorrow night we got Hot Lap with Stats at 8 p.m. And then, of course, you can catch the Happy Hour Garage noon on Saturday. Make sure you guys check us out on Facebook, 110 Nation Sports.
There you go, folks. If you want any kind of sports information, you can tune in to the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and CJ will cover it if it's in the news. As for myself, if you want to keep up with what I'm doing on Twitter, I'm at Big Sweat. They call me the NASCAR Heartbreaker and Homewrecker. I'm on Facebook every day with my racing group, NASCAR and Other Racing. We have a great time there. We're very family-oriented. So it's a good, clean site if you want to, you know, if you want to bring your family members in to watch it. You really don't have anything to worry about. So come check us out. Just like the show, you might learn something there. Here on Internet Radio, I'm on Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Mr. CJ Sports. We do Rubbin' is Racing, where we offer up our opinions and insights into what happened that previous weekend in NASCAR. This coming Monday, we'll be talking about the All-Star races and the weekend happening here in Charlotte, so come check that out. We'll tell it like it is, trust me. And on Thursday nights, as always at 9 o'clock, it's Racing with Big Sweat. I have a young lady from Australia, a sprint car driver, and a motorcycle sidecar racer. I don't know anything about sidecar racing, but I'm going to find out. Tune in next Thursday night. Sarah Walker is her name. And we're just trying to finalize another guest. But Sarah's definitely going to be here calling in from Australia. So Big Sweat is becoming international. All right, folks, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to get something to drink and rest my throat. Thanks again for tuning in. Tune us in next week, and enjoy the rest of your week. See ya.